continue in Isaiah chapter 61. We're just taking off where we finished yesterday. Verse 2. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of disaster. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Hallelujah.
O glorious Father, these words revive my weary heart. Oh, that I am to be called an oak of righteousness, planted to display your splendor. Father, I thank you for the crown of beauty, the oil of gladness, and the garment of praise. Thank you, Lord, in place of my grave clothes, you've given me the robe of righteousness, dipped in the blood of the Lamb to wear. Amen.
Think about it today. You've been bestowed with a crown of beauty, the oil of gladness, the garment of praise. How are you wearing these in this world today? No matter what your situation is, look around. Could be a lot worse. Could be a lot worse if you have Jesus as your Savior. The person next to you may not. And when you both close your eyes, one will be in heaven the next moment. The other will suffer in eternity. How are you wearing your garment of praise?
Today's action. Put on the garment of praise today. Use it during your prayer time. Today I will sing a song to the Lord as I have not sung in days, on my knees before Him, wearing the garment of praise. Today's treasure is found in the book of Psalms 71, verse 20. You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side.